My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and a cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. It's Bish, EB, and JP. B. Mitch, who comes on after us with JP Finley, was out at Commanders training camp and had an interesting observation. We'll play the audio and then we can give our take on what he saw.
We JP and I talk about a lot of different things. I want people to just understand. And there are times when we start talking about professional football players as if they're kids. And the fact that I played, I don't feel sorry for nobody, because you have that opportunity to go out there and do your thing. Now, if I see somebody doing it and killing it, but they just don't like you, I'll say something about it. But if I know you have exceptional talent and you're not producing it on a regular basis, whatever happens, happens at that point. That's the way I feel about it. And I watch people walk around like they're owed something. No. In this profession, you take everything that you want. You have to go out there and kick down the door to get it. And I'm watching dudes pouting and walking around sulking. What the hell is that? This is not Little League. This is the big leagues. And if you can't understand competition is going to be present and forget about it and move on and just go full speed every day, every play, every opportunity, then that's on you. Because people get cut based off of body language. Okay? People get cut based off of body language. If I got two guys fighting for a job, one guy goes full speed every day, one guy's run the extra yard or extra 2 yards, the other guy walks around stomping his feet like a little petulant-ass child, like you said yesterday. Okay? And you don't do the things you're supposed to do, I'm probably going to take the guy with the more energy. It happens.
Oh, who's he referring to? I'm desperate to know. Is like Dotson throwing a fit because they're bringing in new receivers? What's he talking about?
Mitch didn't say, but who's you naturally think of, first of all, he started off by saying exceptional talent and don't produce. So it could be Jamin Davis. Could be Jahan Dotson.
I saw an interview with Jamin.
I got to believe it's the guys who were drafted high. And then let's think of the guys who were drafted high that haven't produced, that haven't lived up to their potential.
Hmm.
And he's talking about competition. Yeah, but Diami's drafted in the third round. I don't know that to me, it's got to be one of those two, Jahan Dotson or Jamin Davis.
Dotson came to mind. I don't know.
And Jamin Davis is competing for a job right now.
I got to know. Is Brian coming in today? I got to know who he's talking about. But I saw an interview with Jamin, and Jamin, I thought, came off really well in the interview. He was like, and even, I think Brian even said in the broadcast, I don't think it's Jamin. Brian said in the broadcast how he had been keeping it. By the way, also, I think that Brian and Chick done a great job in that first game. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, they were good.
Really enjoyed them. And I'm not just saying that. I'm being honest. I really enjoyed
them.
They
were very casual, having fun.
Yeah, they just did a great job.
Well, remember, they worked together on the post-game show for years.
Of course. Of course. But this is a different animal.
Yeah.
This is
just saying they
animal.
Already had that chemistry.
But Brian made a point of saying that he was watching Jamin, and then you know you could see Jamin making a few plays early. And then afterwards, I saw him being interviewed, and somebody at some point had mentioned that Jamin had basically said, I think Brian might even have said this during the broadcast, that he's been begging for someone to challenge him this way, that he likes to be challenged, like he likes this opportunity.
So then maybe it is Jahan. Again, B. Mitch didn't say anything, but he prefaced it by saying,
is this yesterday?
Exceptional talent, but don't produce. So who has exceptional talent? You would think first round picks, right? Those are the most talented guys generally.
Yeah.
And then he talks about competition. We're not there at training camp to know who's sulking, who's walking around, but clearly Quinn has talked about competition for Jahan Dotson, and now they're bringing in Martavis Bryant. So maybe somebody like Jahan Dotson is threatened by that.
I don't know enough about
Jahan's character.
He seemed like another McLaurin type.
Yeah,
I remember when he was being drafted. So I would be surprised, but you know,
maybe guys change. But I would be surprised if it was Dotson.
Well, who else could it be? You know what? 800-636
doesn't necessarily have to be a first round pick.
It's fun to speculate.
What if it was someone like Mathis?
Could be. Mathis is a good one. He was a high pick. Definitely could be Mathis. You know what? Now I'm switching gears and saying it's Mathis.
What about Forbes?
Could be Forbes.
Remember, Linnell,
a lot of their picks.
Remember, Linnell had a tweet saying that Forbes got beat, and he says, it's all right, people get beat, but he kind of put his head down and watched the guy go past him after he got beat in the Jets.
But they just signed a guy at Dotson's position who hasn't been in the NFL for, what, 8 seasons, something like that?
Yeah, but he was on the practice squad for the Cowboys. That kind of counts. You didn't play, but at least you're practicing. You're in shape.
He was on the field longer than the other first team guys.
Dotson?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Forbes is getting murdered.
Forbes is getting murdered.
Forbes is getting murdered in the media and by fans.
Maybe it could be Forbes. But he said exceptional talent. I mean, does Forbes have exceptional talent?
He might. I bet his measurables, other than strength, are not horrible.
800-636-1067. If you want to play the
pouting.
Guess who B. Mitch is talking about
who's
game.
Who's B. Mitch talking about? I'm going to find out. But it's fun to speculate. Who else could it be?
It's not a great thing to hear, though.
I don't
because
think it's
Jamin. You would want all of your talented players to work really hard and have better body language. And that's not a great thing to hear. I would guess that is outside the norm for Dan Quinn's training.
Oh, he's not going to tolerate that kind of stuff. By the way, one of the things that everyone loved most, I mean, a lot of people talked about, was the energy on the sideline.
Right.
Right, and everybody made a big deal about when Tress made the tackle and how nutty everybody on the sideline went.
Mm-hmm.
But it did feel different. And, you know, I do think that the team took on Ron's persona over the last few years. That's why they were so effing flat. Because Ron had no freaking energy. I mean, At one point,
yeah, it's not like Ron would pump him up.
At some point, Ron was like firing rocks at the chalkboard or at the wall.
He didn't show it on the sidelines.
But man, during games, he was so brutal.
You did name three candidates, though, of high draft picks who have been underwhelming.
All their draft picks are sucking.
Except for Sam Cosmi.
Cosmi's been good.
Cosmi's the one hit.
Well, listen, Mathis.
But you never know when he's going to play.
Being cut. So that's a huge candidate.
I think Mathis has already been.
I think Davis is, too.
I think Mathis has already slipped in the depth chart.
Mathis is way down there. He's way down there. No, I'm telling you, I think Jameis.
But I don't know. But B-Mitch saying that it is someone with exceptional talent. I don't know if Mathis has
exceptional
talent.
I think they've been pleased with what they've seen with Jameis. In fact, J.P. Finley and I were talking about it, and J.P. is kind of like, he's saying he might be coming over to my side on it. He said, I think the coaches like Jameis more than people realize. That was Finley's. He sent me that text 2 days ago. I don't know. I don't think it's Jameis. I think it's Dotson. Dotson might be pouting because he's playing in the third quarter.
He wants
to be a silly on the sideline with all his boys, and he's out there in the third quarter playing.
They're sending him a message.
Now they bring in Martavius.
Yep.
Martavis, however you say his name.
If I'm B. Mitch, I don't know if I'm telling you, Eric.
I know that'll be out in like 2 seconds.
I know. He'll tell me. I won't say it.
You got a blabber mouth.
You just say off the record.
I know. I don't have a blabber mouth. You have to. If you tell me not to say it,
off the
and
rack.
I hear you, I won't say it.
He qualified it, and I hear
if
you.
If I have the process,
I hear you process, say it.
I would never intentionally violate a trust. I'm being honest.
I don't think it's intentional, but sometimes.
Might forget.
Like you go in on, like we give you nuggets or someone gives you nuggets, you go in on that person because of the nuggets. You can definitely connect the dots.
I can't tell you how many times you've done that. Or you'll say on the air, Drab, can I say this now? I'm going to say this.
He's the leader in the clubhouse.
I'm not going to violate a trust on purpose. I might forget that somebody told me not to say. But I'm not going to violate a trust on purpose, I tell you. All right, let's go to, who is this? His name is Little? What kind of guy's name is Little?
It's his last name, so I let it slide.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Little.
What's up?
What's going on, Junk? Hey, man, look, man, I'm going to share a story with y'all, man.
All right.
The kid was spoiled, man, when he came to this team, man, out of Penn State.
Nice.
The kid, man, with exceptional running punts when he was in college. He should have raised his hands up just to get up on the field from the beginning. But they spoil the kid, man. But I'm going to share a story.
All right.
And maybe I hope this kid is listening.
All right.
I was 17, 18 years old, man. Theismann was playing behind Kilmer and Sonny.
Right.
Man, Theismann raised his hand to go up and take a punt.
Right.
And get on the field. That's right. How he was pressured. I was selling beer. I had to put my case of beer down and say, man, I can't believe this. Theismann going back to take a punt.
Right.
Just to get on the field. So, kid, if you listening, man, you got to get out of that spoiled demeanor, man, and show your talent.
Who, Jahan?
Raise your hand,
man.
Yeah,
he's talking about Dotson.
Yeah, but Dotson's been playing. Yeah. He's been playing. Yeah, he's starting. He's been.
He ran the punt. No. When he was at Penn State, he was exceptional running punts.
Right.
People know that he was pretty good as a wide receiver, but he showed his class. He showed his talent as a punt returner.
All right.
But see, Ron and them spoiled him. They should have sent him right out there. Look, kid, we need you to go back there and run some punts because we were struggling with that kid we had back there taking punts at the time.
Right.
Hey, look, man, God bless you. I want to share that story. Theismann took the field, man, just to get on the field.
Right. Thank
you. A two-time Super Bowl quarterback.
No, well, I hear you. Man. That's kind of legendary.
The majority, if not all, coaches aren't going to have their number two receiver returning punts.
Probably not. And I don't think he could complain about playing time. He's been playing.
Yeah, he's number two receiver.
Yeah. Now, it's a little bit in question right now. Maybe he is moping around. I feel like when we interviewed him, he was just like this charming, like great, awesome kid.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a bad read.
Maybe he was a Ron guy. He was a Ron guy.
So he's upset that Ron's not here? I can't imagine
that. He was a Bieniemy guy. Your favorites.
Nah. I feel like he was... He wasn't like an army kid, right? Remember how Ron liked all those like military
background. Jamin came from a military household.
Yeah. Am I wrong? I'm not saying he is, but I felt like Jahan just came off as like a McLaurin type.
Yeah.
Just like an awesome person.
I would be surprised if Dotson's moping around on the field.
But dude, do the math.
I know.
All of a sudden,
Bryant's coming in.
You're playing. Yeah. Like, think about it. Think about how much your ego is involved in this. Okay, so it's the third and fourth quarter of a preseason game. First preseason game. All your boys are in t-shirts, talking to B. Mitch and Chick on the sideline, and your ass is out there with guys that are going to be driving trucks in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're a former first-round pick.
And they bring in a guy
and now
to do your job.
A guy had been in the league in 6 years.
Jason, how would you feel they brought in a fifth junkie?
They might, I'd say, well, they're doing it because JP's struggling. okay, maybe it could be.
I'm just trying to be
Diami. It could be Diami, too, because Bryant is threatening Diami's job, too.
Yeah, but Diami's been good, and they've been praising Diami's like work ethic.
Yeah, they seem happy with what Diami's doing. Diami seems to be responding to stuff.
Were they playing Diami in a third and fourth quarter? I mean,
I don't know. I think Diami would be happy to be playing in the third and fourth quarter, right? I kind of get that sense. Diami needs to showcase what he can do to the team.
He needs all the opportunities he can get.
Well, man, I just want to know now.
I know.
Let's take another call.
Sure.
Driby's got to answer him first. He put the name up, and then we'll go to him.
Does he have a guess?
I'm trying. It's not like John Allen. I was reading something the other day where somebody referred to John as like a malcontent the last couple years. You know, John's been kind of a little grumpy. They're saying he's totally different this year. He's totally buying in. You saw him giving that little.
Yeah, he had that brief moment where he wasn't answering whether he wanted to be back here or not because he's sick of losing.
Let's go to Will in Springfield. Will, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
What's up?
I honestly do think it's Jahan as well. Love the last call as well. I think it's Jahan just because I think Diami Brown took his catch the other night, and I think he's moping around because of that. Love to hear what you guys got to say about that. Thank you.
Well, I think, I mean, I'm just doing the math.
Well, hopefully he produces it seems as if the coaches are putting some pressure on Jahan. He got more snaps, which was out of the norm. Dan Quinn talked about competition. Mm. So what you would hope is that he emerges from the competition and starts showing flashes.
Whatever it's worth, he was one of the standout guys they say yesterday made plays. Whatever it's worth in practice. From one of the reports, but it was like an offensive day. The offensive guys were having a day. Zach Ertz made some plays. McLaurin made plays. They mentioned Dotson. They mentioned Zacchaeus.
Look, maybe he's offended. He's like, are you kidding me? I'm silly. I'm Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, but
Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, Martavis Bryant had some years.
He hasn't played in the NFL. I know practice squad, but he hasn't played in regular season.
But he was playing in
2018.
But he's been playing. It's not like he hadn't been playing football. He hadn't played at this level, but he's been playing football.
He has been playing football.
In Nubs leagues or whatever.
Yeah, the CFL.
What about Jahan doesn't want to play the slot? If they're trying to put Diami out onto the outside, Jahan played a little slot, but doesn't want to do it anymore.
Want to major in that.
Right.
Yeah. Could be. Taking a beating. It's like, I'm getting my ass beat in here.
Yeah, give that to one of the younger guys.
Give that to one of the 6th-round draft picks.
Yeah.
Could be. I'm telling you. Signs are pointing to John. What do they call the evidence? It's not direct evidence.
Yeah, you know what? It's not math.
Circumstantial.
The circumstantial evidence pointing to John.
It's not Mathis, because Mathis isn't out there enough. So there's no way you could say he's got exceptional talent. So I'm taking him off the board.
Well, he was a high draft pick.
He was a second-round pick.
It could be Forbes.
Yeah.
Could be four.
I was going to say, defensive line doesn't seem like a moping position, too.
I can see them moping. Yeah.
No, I don't think D-line would be mopey.
Really?
No. I think the mopey positions would be.
Well, that's all. Receiver's a very glamour position. That's the one where you have the divas.
Yeah.
That's the one with the traditional divas.
Defensive backs could be mopey. Quarterbacks could be mopey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be offensive linemen, guys in the trenches. Yeah, I'm taking Mathis off the board.
All right.
Mathis is off the board.
Maybe it is Dotson.
All right, hold on. Somebody, let me see, I'm getting a DM. I wonder if this is, I just got to know. I can't tell. Oh, this guy went to, I'm not going to say who he is, but he was a Penn State guy. He says, Dotson was a great guy at Penn State,
mm-hmm.
but I think he probably is moping. This is a Penn State guy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Interesting.
What?
He's the prime candidate.
I want to know what the exact body language was. Like, was it just head down, walking slow, like Charlie Brown? Was it like hands on hips?
I don't know, man.
But was it frustration?
Definitely jumped out to Brian Mitchell.
Right.
B. Mitch was not happy.
Brian, and by the way, Brian has the credibility to do this.
Of course.
Right.
Not everybody's wired like Brian Mitchell.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.